Hi everyone, welcome back to Prevention Nation,
where we believe education and awareness can change the culture of violence.
My name is Roy Lutz.
And I'm Caitlin Wagenfield.
Okay, welcome back to Prevention Nation. It's Roy here with Caitlin. And today's episode is going to be a blind react for me because I think we're talking about Love is Blind, but you said it's Love Island. I don't know. It's a reality show about love. Really? 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 But anyways, go ahead. Let's do this. Love Island?
Love Island. Do you know my favorite part about summer?
No. What was your favorite part about summer?
Reality television.
Oh, okay.
So reality TV, like, specifically happens, like, in, like, the summer months. Do you know why?
No, I don't.
Okay, so most TV shows that are, like, on regular syndication run from September to, like, March.
Yeah, they have the summers off.
Yes, exactly. So you have to have something to fill those time slots, and therefore TV was created.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. It
makes sense. I'm doing terrible at this blind react already. I don't even know what television is. What's TV?
But so. Also, because there has just been, like, this huge strike with all the actors, and I think it's been resolved now. But that is actually, like, when you saw a huge boom in reality TV, and then they had to figure out how to work them together. But besides the history of reality television, which I love, I've been watching Love Island.
Okay.
So I know you are not a big lover of, like, reality TV in general.
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. I'll be agreeable to that. But I liked the original reality, like, Real World.
So
like, when
good.
It came out in the very beginning, I really liked reality shows. And Big Brother, you know, call out, you know, shout out to Will and Boogie. And I loved...
Jersey Shore.
You know, I didn't do Jersey Shore. Nice try. You almost snuck that in there. But I did like, what was the one, the adventure where you go around the world?
Oh, Amazing Race.
Amazing Race, the first few seasons. And then over the years, it's just gotten to be where there's so many, I have a hard time. Well, but yeah, so...
And like... Now you know, like, if you get on reality, like, you're good, you're set as an influencer. Like, you're going to get brand deals, you're going to be reached out to model for certain things.
Ooh, I have a lot of opinions. I need to get on that. I need to get on that show so I can have some influence over the world.
But, like, when reality shows, like, were first starting, it's like social media wasn't a thing. Or even, like, Jersey Shore, Real World, like, you don't know who any of the people in Real World, even, like, up to, like, 2008. Like, we don't know who they are because social media just wasn't as big. But now it's like you go on...
Well,
Love
then
Island.
Let me challenge you with a question then. So you say that, and then we're going to get into the details, obviously, here of Love Island and what we're talking about. But so my question is, if it's called Love Island, like Caitlin comes up with a show, reality show called Love Island, it sounds to the viewer like it's going to be about love and
about
falling
love.
In love on the island. But it sounds like, based on what you just said about reality TV nowadays, it's... Everybody just jockeying for some level of publicity and getting an influence so they can build their careers as influencers.
Yeah, I think love is...
Is anybody interested in love on this show?
Love is found along the way, and I'm going to talk about that.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the basis of Love Island, so you start with 5 males and 5 females, and you put them on the island, and they're set to couple up with each other. Usually what happens is they start with, like, one gender, and then they'll bring the other gender out, and they pick who they want to couple up with slowly. So that's typically how it works. So they get coupled up, and then they go through different challenges. They're together, and then they bring in something called a bombshell. So they'll bring in, like, somebody that is very, like, conventionally attractive to try to turn the heads of the people that are in relationships. They pull each other for chats. They talk. They see if they turn their head, because everybody's open. So that's what the idea is that... Even though you guys have coupled up, so an example, Leah and Rob are two really big characters we're going to get into. So Rob was actually on last season. So he was in something called Casa Amor, which we're going to talk about as well. Okay. So he was a Casa boy, which means that he wasn't in the main villa. And so he didn't make it past Casa. He didn't get brought back to the main villa, but he's on this season because they liked him a lot.
Okay.
So they pulled him for the main cast this time, and he paired up with Leah. And then on, I think it was the second episode, Liv came in. So Liv's the first bombshell to come in. Liv gets to pick who she wants to couple up with. She picks Rob. So she's now, like, stolen that person.
And she's like a homewrecker.
A homewrecker because they're open. They're not even actually in a relationship. They're in a couple because that's how the show works.
Yeah.
But like they're not closed off to talking to other people. So.
But I suspect Leah.
Leah definitely felt some kind of way about it. Yeah. But then ultimately he misses Leah. Rob does. So he gets back with Leah and dumps Liv during the next recoupling.
Okay.
So it just kind of worked around that way. So like bombshells come in, they try to get people to turn their head. About halfway through, what will happen is, oh, and also all of these people are sleeping in the same room. So it's like a really big room with multiple beds, and the person you're coupled up with, you sleep in their bed.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You also
have so many questions.
They have no concept of what day or time it is. They have cell phones, but the cell phones only work to text other islanders, and like production can text them, but they can't like connect with the outside world. So they're on this like beach in Fiji in this villa, and they can't communicate with the outside world. So like obviously there's producers around, but it's really like just them. They don't know what's going on. They're kind of sleep deprived. So they stay up late. They get woken up early by production.
They drink a lot?
No, they're limited. They can only have 2 drinks a night.
Oh, that's surprising because some of the shows I've seen, but they get trashed.
They don't want them being trashed because then it like things can get violent.
Yeah, I think I've heard of some situations.
Yeah, in the past, and they don't want that, and they want everything to be like, I don't know, they don't want like incoherent people.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is. But so they get 2 drinks a night, and they're there for about 3 weeks total. But there's like this list of rules and all these things that you can find online. But so they're all coupled up. So this season specifically, we start with our main five, and they're not all there, so I have to remember their names. So we have Hannah and Kaylor, not Taylor, Kaylor with a K.
Kaylor. Okay. Not even Sailor. Sailor.
I like Sailor too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hannah, Kaylor, Leah, Janae, and Serena are our five girls that come in to start.
Okay.
So our five guys are then Coy, Rob, Aaron, Kendall, and Cordell. And Cordell is Odell Beckham Jr.'s little brother. Do you know who that is?
I have no idea.
He plays football.
Okay, that makes sense.
He's like a professional football player.
Okay.
So, Coy, one of the main first five guys. So, he is like 6'5". So, a lot of the girls were obviously very attracted to him. Cordell's a short king.
Obviously?
Yeah.
You say obviously attracted.
Yeah, because they were like, because they all come in like, I want like a guy that's tall, dark, and handsome, and he's the tallest.
For all the short guys out there, I'm so sorry that is a social norm that's pretty.
But Cordell, yeah. He's a fan favorite right now, and he's a short king. So, okay. Janae gets paired up with Coy, Leah and Rob are together, and then you have Hannah and Kendall. I really believe that she belonged on Jersey Shore, but that show obviously has ended. And then you have Serena and Cordell are paired up. And who else am I saying? Kaylor and Aaron. And Aaron's British. So something you have to know about Aaron, you know the show Traitors?
No.
Okay, so people go on there and they're like trying to fake you out. Like basically they're seeing who can be the liars. Okay. Like they're really good liars.
I think I've heard Megan talk about that.
Yes. Aaron was on the UK's season of Traitors and he won. So what does that tell you about Aaron?
Yeah, he's sneaky. He can lie well, manipulate.
He's there to win money.
Oh, yeah. It's a game to him.
Yeah. So at the end of the show, what happens is, because we're not there yet on this season, a couple is picked as like the winning couple, and then they win money.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's like a thing, like you want to win. And usually what happens is people that are paired up from the beginning tend to win. So like last season, Marco and Hannah were paired up, and they won because they were together the whole time.
Yeah.
And they're still together. So that's good.
They're still together. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to get married. They're amazing. So this season, a lot has happened. So starting with, obviously, the bombshells that came in. So we have Rob, who is supposed to be a fan favorite because he's from the previous season. And he's paired up with Leah. So he doesn't just ditch her once, but then another bombshell comes in. And I don't remember if her name's like Andrea, one of those variations. But then she comes in, and Rob ditches Leah again.
So Rob sounds like
the kind of guy who's a snake hunter.
Is that what they call it?
No, that's his job. He's a snake hunter.
Oh, that's so hilarious that he's actually a snake hunter.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, he's one of those guys that's always looking for the next
yes
you know, next option, next bigger, better deal. And it's like, that's...
I think Rob's been in five different couples.
Okay. So what is it... What am I supposed to react to, Rob?
Well, what do you think about that? Him continuously ditching this girl. I have a couple things I want to know your opinion on.
Okay, so my blind react to Rob's situation of serial monogamist is what we're going to...
I don't know, because he's not... It's not really that. It's like he was with Leah. They were a couple. A bombshell comes in. He ditches her again. So it's not really like serial monogamous. He's not like jumping from relationship to relationship. It's just the second that somebody new comes in, he like ditches her.
Okay, so I guess my reaction to that is going to be kind of a two-part. It's going to be from his and her perspective. From his perspective, I would say, and actually it's less than his perspective, more just a human perspective, mm-hmm. is that we are all in control of our own decisions and choices. And if I want to date a bunch of different people and flip flop back and forth, it doesn't have to be a negative reflection on my character. Now it could be if I'm hurting people and I'm lying to them, and making them feel like you're my person, but then I keep leaving you. Yeah. That's behavior aside from that. But if I'm always looking for a bigger, better deal, that is my choice ultimately. But from the other perspective, the other dating partner, or that dating partner perspective, in this case a woman, Leah, serious red flags. I wouldn't want to engage in that, because he's not, in my impression, he's not after a relationship. He's building a character. He's building he's building himself up to be a person who, and again, I don't know much about these shows, but I know my wife watches a lot of these kinds of reality shows, and I know that there are some people who are on multiple seasons and multiple different variations of the reality shows. So I think some people make a career of it. So that's what it sounds like he's doing to me. Major red flag, wouldn't want to date him. I'm just a pawn in the game for him.
So at this point, I would say that the strongest relationship, at the point that we're talking about right now, when all mm-hmm. this is happening, the strongest relationship in the villa is Aaron and Kaylor. Mm-hmm. So when Aaron came in, he was like, my type is like blonde hair, blue eyes, and that's Kaylor. And she's from like a very small town in Pennsylvania, and has I think she wouldn't say she has an accent, but like, she says everything and like drags out her vowels and like drops like ugh at the end of everything. So she could say like, there's a coucha, like so she sounds like that. She's also 22 years old. I know some
people who talk like that.
Yes. So they're like probably the strongest couple at this time. For Cordell and Serena, it was a little bit rocky, because Serena wasn't super into Cordell at first. Like, she's not like a touchy person. But then she almost couples up with somebody else and then realizes that she wants to be with him, and they get back together. So they're good. Coy actually gets voted off the island, and a new person comes in, and
hold on, was Coy the British guy?
No, Coy was the tall one.
Yeah, tall.
Aaron's the British one.
Aaron's the British guy.
So Coy gets voted off, another guy comes in, and they partner with Janae. So, and then, like, just, you know, basic drama happens, but then this thing comes up called CASA, and they call it the ultimate relationship test. So every season it flip-flops, depending on who goes. So they take the people that are in the villa, and last season it was the girls went to CASA, this season it was the guys, so they took the guys and they send them to CASA Amor. And in CASA Amor, there are enough girls for, like, so if there were, I think there might have been six guys at the time. So six guys went to CASA Amor, and there's six girls there waiting for them. And then, so the girls stay in the villa, and they bring in six guys for the girls. And the idea is, like, you're going to be separated from the person that you were coupled up with for, I think it's like 4 days. And are you going to couple up with somebody new or stay loyal to your partner?
Okay. Yeah, so a problem I have with that, so very early on in when I mentioned earlier that I used to watch Real World and stuff, mm-hmm. one thing that I always found wild about these shows, and to me, right away, red flags about it, is that you would have these couples come on, and they're just going to be on the show for, I don't know, 8 weeks, 12 weeks. I don't even remember what they were. And, you know, within days, they cheated on their significant other back home. And I just thought to myself, like, with this case that you're talking about, 4 days they're separated? They're at Casa, what?
Casa Amor. But here's Casa the thing, Amor. Like, 4 days Love Island time is, like, 4 weeks.
It is.
Because they're literally together constantly.
It is. But I also know, this is just my, you know, you want my blind react is that I know how to set healthy boundaries for myself. If I have somebody that I'm serious about, it just speaks to intent. If I went to that Casa Amor and I had no intention of being faithful and back, you know, back at the other place, then I'm going to hook up with somebody else. But if my intention is to, I really connected with this person, when I get to that Casa Amor, I'm not going to hook. I can handle 4 days without being hooking up. It's not much time. I get well, that it's like dog years. I mean, you're in a different.
There was a twist this season.
Okay.
Because before.
But what's your perspective on that?
Oh, I think Casa, I always know that it's going to bring the drama. Like, they do it for drama purposes.
Of course the show does that. Yeah. They're like, how do we really throw a wrench in things?
It's the ultimate relationship test. There's no relationship test. It's like, you know, it's for drama. It's for views. But this year was different because the guys were given the option if they wanted to go to Casa or stay in the villa with the person they're in a couple with.
Okay, hold on.
In the past, they haven't done that.
Okay, but my question is, let's say I'm there and they're like, Roy, do you want to go to Casa More? And they know what's at Casa More, right?
Yeah, everybody knows what Casa More is.
So you know that all these women are waiting for me. Or I can stay in the villa with my couple, mm-hmm. the person I'm coupling with, but we're still getting six new guys in here.
Yes.
So now I have to try to keep her from talking to these six new guys and coupling with somebody else.
Unless you think that your connection is that strong and you don't have to worry about them connecting with anybody else. So you guys just stay there.
Yeah, but there's no way. Did any guys stay back?
No guys stayed back, including Aaron, who's in this super strong relationship. Cordell, who's like obsessed with Serena, doesn't stay back. And this is where it gets into that conversation of like, what are they doing for social media? Like, they're not there to find love. They're there for the experience. Because right, they keep saying...
Right, so I'm going to go experience this. I'm going to let you have this experience.
Because they keep saying, like, I'm just trying to do the experience. I'm trying to, like, enjoy the experience. It's an experience. And, like, that's kind of what you keep hearing is it's this experience. It's like, okay, well, are you here to find love or are you here for this experience? And some people like to say that it's... what is it like when... the wife's away or like when your partner's away, it's like, oh, this is like just time to do whatever you want. But it's never just that, because what happens is whoever is misbehaving the most in Casa, they have all this on footage. The production team will send the footage of just like a snippet of it to the people,
like a teaser, just
yeah, to the person they're in a couple with that's in the other villa.
Okay, so go ahead.
No, so what you're gonna say?
Well, so, okay, I'm so torn because I will say, like, in some of the original series that I watched years back, I did used to get really frustrated that people in the house would get so upset about things. It's like, and they're specifically Big Brother, Dr. Will and Boogie, for example, I mentioned them earlier. They lied about everything. They manipulated everything. And they wore a shirt, and everybody got mad at them, but they wore a shirt the entire season that said, I'm probably lying. And they told people, I'm going to lie to you the entire time I was here. And then people still got upset. Mm-hmm. And I used to get frustrated. I'm like, it's a game. Why are you attacking like their morals when they lied you out and you got sent home? It's not who they are as a person. They're playing a game.
Yes.
So I guess in that regard, if they're going to cost some more and stuff, a person could argue. I could actually respect a person saying, listen, if we find love, fantastic. But the reality is that we're on a quota, I'm doing an air quote,
yeah,
reality show. We're here for wild experiences. We build our social media platforms. I'm going to go. I'm going to live it up. You do the same.
So.
Is that wrong? Is that right?
I don't know. A lot of it depends on the conversations they were having with the person that they were coupled up with before.
Okay. So let me ask you a question then before you get to that next one. Let's say you and I are coupled up at this thing. Now, how would you feel if they come in and they say, "Okay, guys, let's go to Cosmore and you know, have this experience." And I say, "I'm going to stay here." How are you going to feel? It's like, I wanted my experience. You just robbed me of my experience. Me leaving gives you autonomy. If I stay here, it feels a little needy and a little controlling.
I do understand where you're coming from. I understand like what you're saying. But so the girls are given the option, and the girls and the guys, when they're in their different villas. So the different people will approach them and be like, "Do you want to share a bed tonight?" And you either have to say yes and share a bed with somebody, or they sleep outside. I would like you to guess how many of the guys slept outside.
At Casa Amor. Zero.
Yeah. I would like you to guess how many of the girls at the villa slept outside.
I feel like I walked right into this. What, six?
I think four. One of them wasn't in a strong relationship. She actually was single. She wasn't coupled up. The person she was coupled up with had gotten sent home before Casa.
But she still chose to sleep outside or sleep alone?
No, she coupled up with somebody.
Okay. That makes sense because her person left.
Yeah. And then Janae, she slept in a bed with somebody. But that also was because the person she was coupled up with was a bombshell that had just gotten there. Like, they didn't have a... Okay. So they had only been...
But the other four felt strong enough coupled that they're like, I'm gonna stay in my own bed.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sleep outside.
No, they didn't.
Oh, they slept outside.
They slept outside in Fiji with the mosquitoes.
Oh, so they actually took... Yeah. They made a healthy choice. But the guys were like, over at Cosmo, were like, "Nah, I'll sleep in a bed with a girl."
Yeah. And so there were a couple...
But whose fault is that? If those girls... I mean, getting back to our conversation, like, it's a show and we're here for the experience. Yeah. Were the guys honest with them and said, "I'm going to go have an experience, you have an experience"?
No.
Here.
They wake the guys up in the middle of the night for Casa. They leave. They don't just talk to the girls before they leave. So all that the girls have is the conversations that they had the night before with the guys.
Yeah.
So if I think a really good example would be Aaron and Kaylor. So they were the strongest relationship at this point. Aaron and Kaylor had just, their big deal is like they just showered together. It was like a huge deal. They might have done some other activities. I'm not totally sure. But so it was a really big deal. They were moving towards closing things off. So they had talked about that, like right before you left, like, "Oh, like, you know, I'm really falling for you. Like, I think we should get ready. Like, maybe we should start talking about closing things off." A conversation they had. And then when he got woken up, "Hey, you have this option," he did leave. Even though he's talking about closing off this relationship and not being open to other people. So it's kind of... And I said one thing to you. Shady. I said Aaron said his type was what? Do you remember?
No, what was it?
Blonde hair and blue eyes.
Okay.
And then the
I don't hardly remember anything. This whole conversation feels like algebra.
You're like, I have no idea what's going on.
I'm trying to sort out so many things here.
Because I should have given you like a board with pictures.
Yeah. This could have been a whiteboard situation.
So immediately he goes into Casa and... hooks up with a girl that does not have blonde hair or blue eyes, looks nothing like Kaylor.
So it's like, now is he even being truthful at all about anything here? He just told her what she wanted to hear.
Yes. Yeah. Right. So that's kind of like what it's giving. So he's with this girl. Her name is Daniela. He's with her pretty much the whole 4 days, almost.
Do the girls from Casa Amor come back to the house with them?
If they pick to couple up with them.
Oh, that's brutal. So not only does he leave and said one thing, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, leaves, comes back with a totally different person?
Well, we're going to get into that. Okay, so immediately Aaron kind of couples up with Daniela in Casa. Cordell couples up with a girl named Dea. And something that I mentioned about Serena was she's not really big on, like, physical touch. So she's a slow burner. Like, it just takes her a while for it to warm up to people, which is fine. Like, everybody has their own thing. But Cordell, he gets... to Casa, and Dea starts giving him physical affection, so he immediately is like, "Bye, Serena, like, I'm gonna hang out with Dea." So he's with Dea, Aaron's with Daniela, and then Kenny, who's with Janae, but they have, like, barely been together because he was a new bombshell. He kind of pairs up with this girl named Kat. Rob is talking to a couple girls, but hasn't really, like, settled anything down. And then, so what happens is, Kaylor and Aaron had a handshake that was supposed to be, like, important. I don't know. He taught it to Daniela. They made jokes about showering together. So, like, basically just, like, kind of filling that spot.
Right.
That video footage of him doing that with Daniela and Cordell in bed with Daya, unconfirmed what they were doing, gets sent over to the villa. So, therefore, Kaylor and Serena see it. And Kaylor starts crying and Serena gets mad. Yes. And then, I didn't know this, but Casa and the villa are right next to each other. So, Kaylor screams, like, I think she said, like, F you, Casa, or F you, Aaron.
So and loud enough that they can actually kind of hear
he hears there. It. And then immediately, he dumps Daniela.
Okay.
And then convinces Rob to take Daniela back to the villa with him. Like, whatever. Wow. So...
Why would Rob agree to that?
Because Rob and Aaron are actually the true love story of this entire show. Rob at one point was at risk for leaving, and he ended up not leaving. And Aaron, like, sobbed the whole time. Anytime that either one of them gets upset, they're, like, hugging. Like, there's a bromance. Some people argue that it's, like, the real love of this show is just the romance between Rob and Aaron. But they're besties now.
Huh. Interesting.
So, anyway, the night comes that the recoupling happens. So, the guys are coming back from Casa. The girls are given the option to recouple with one of the guys that came into the villa or stay loyal. And then they have to wait for the guys they were coupled up with to come back through these doors. And if they're single, then, or if they're alone, then they were loyal. They're together still. But if they come back with somebody, therefore they were not loyal.
Hmm.
And now, like, that girl is...
How many of the guys came back? With a new somebody?
Everybody except for Kendall and Aaron.
So four of the guys said, nah, I got a new somebody.
Guess how many girls brought a guy?
One.
And it was Liv, the one that was single.
Yeah.
Everybody else.
So she brought a guy because she legit was single.
Yeah.
She had lost her couple. So she's like, I'm on the market. Yeah.
So she brought back Kane.
But four of the six guys said, I don't care about this girl's feelings or this person. I don't care what I told her. I don't care what I'm bringing somebody new. So what happens to those new girls then? Or those,
they're all still in the villa.
Oh, they don't kick them out. They don't make them
leave. They're single, though. They are single and vulnerable. So there's going to be like a recoupling in a couple days. And if they don't get picked, they'll be booted.
So I imagine tensions are high between those four girls and the new four girls that popped in.
Yeah. Well, Serena goes off on Cordell.
Okay, so, okay, good. I'm glad. Well,
You're glad?
No, I'm not. It's not that I'm glad. I'm glad that you said, because I said that those girls probably aren't going to like the other girls, but it's the other girls not. No, it's not their fault, really.
They were actually very nice to the girls that came in. And, like, they're like, you don't owe us any loyalty.
They don't. And they have nothing to, I have no responsibility to be nice to you. I will say,
the girls on, okay, this season is so good. And Love Island USA has not been that good before. Like, it's just like, okay, I watch it. But I also like the UK version a little bit better. And, like, the Australian version and South American version. There's so many versions. There's a Spanish one. But this season's really good because they figured it out. And I used to watch The Bachelor a lot. And the reason why a season of The Bachelor is successful is the same reason why a season of Love Island is successful. And it's because you have to have a relationship, like, in... thinking about your relationships and, you know, how we talk about all relationships are important relationships.
Right.
So they have to have a relationship with the person that they're in a couple with. They have to have a relationship with all the people that are around them. So, like, the other contestants of the show.
Yeah.
And they have to have a good relationship with the audience. And the girls on this season have really figured that out because they're, like, standing strong together. So while all of these guys are coming in and being disloyal and doing them dirty, the girls are scooting together and standing up for each other. And
which I've seen in some of the shows of different ones of reality shows where it is not like that. They just get, and not just the girls. I'm saying the guys and the girls. Yeah. I mean, there's fights and the chaos. But yeah, so it sounds like these girls are uniting a little bit.
Yes. Well, not, it's kind of the Casa girls versus the Villa girls. They're just this group is friends and this group's friends, but they're not attacking the Casa girls. Right. They're really attacking the guys.
Okay.
So Aaron comes in single and he's like, woo, shouting like, yeah. And she was like, no, I actually, even though like I'm alone and you're alone, I'm choosing to remain single because I saw a video of you doing this, that, and the third.
Oh, so she's like, mm-hmm. I saw the red flags. I don't want anything
and
to do
Serena
with you.
And Serena does the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so she chooses to remain single, but Cordell did bring Daya back.
Okay.
And immediately, as soon as he saw Serena standing there alone, looked at Daya and is like, I messed up. I feel really bad right now.
Does he, though?
Yeah, yeah. Although the next morning, though, this thing like where like, the guys will bring the girls breakfast, he brought breakfast to
both
Serena and Daya, and Serena dumped that plate of food all over him.
Yeah, because that's why I just said he doesn't feel bad. He just feels bad that
he hurt somebody. He's uncomfortable, and he feels bad that he's uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way to say it. Because like there are things in life where it's like I can feel bad, genuinely bad, because I see the hurt in your face that I caused you.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also people who just like who I absolutely detest feeling so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So my guilt really is that I just feel terrible feeling so uncomfortable.
So.
But it's not that how much I hurt other people. So, yeah. I don't think he cared.
The guys get back from Casa. How many of them do you think stayed with the girls they brought back?
One.
Rob. Rob's the only one that stayed with his couple he brought back from Casa. The rest.
Yeah, because the grass is not always greener. You go pick this new person. But that Casa more, that was like a very specific test.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where, and it failed because I mean, I always think that anyways about these shows, like no kidding, you feel so strongly and fell in love because the last 3 weeks of your life, you were in waterfalls in the most beautiful places in the world. And then you're traveling in Spain and going to who gets that opportunity in a dating relationship? I think when I first started dating my wife, we were like, we ate at Sizzler.
Well, and that's
Sizzler,
why,
and there were no waterfalls in our early relationship. Of course you feel strongly in this feelings of love, but it's not really real. It's very situationally based. So those guys just went to the situation that was focused on making this wonderful, and then they came back and realizing, So how many of the girls then took those guys back? All of them.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Why am I predicting these numbers dead on?
Because, and also a lot of these girls are pretty young. I'm saying that like I'm 24 and they're like 22, 21. But like I felt my brain develop at 22 years old. Like I like remember being 22 and being like, oh my goodness, like what was this I was doing?
Right.
Maybe closer to 23. But like they're 21, they're 22. Like they're just, I don't know, they're just not there yet. And they obviously
are you
want
sure
love.
Or are they just doing the game too? I mean, are they just
Kaylor is, and I'm going to tell you why. So, Aaron, she's sticking strong to it. She's like, I don't want anything to do with you. And then Aaron's like, I just, I love you. And she even goes, really?
Oh.
And then they're back together. But do you think he really loves her?
No, I know he does not.
Because it's manipulation.
Yeah, it's total manipulation.
And we're seeing it happen, like in like.
But do you really believe that she? Oh man, really? Gosh,
yes.
Ouch.
And because he's done it to her multiple times, and it happens again. And then they do this thing called movie night, where they review all this footage that's happened over the time, and then you know all these couples that have gotten back together, and they've all worked everything out, except for Serena and Cordell. They're still working on that, but they start playing this footage that's like really bad, and it brings up other stuff. So. More happened in Casa than saw in the video. And then Kaylor's mad at Aaron again. And she's, like, crying. And he's just sitting there eating popcorn. He has no response. But, like, and he starts yelling at her. Like, she's like, why did you do this? Like, I'm so upset. Why didn't you tell me? Like, I asked what happened there. And he's like, well, I already apologized. I don't know what you want me to do. Literally, he's yelling at her in front of everybody. And then just gets silent and eats popcorn.
Hmm.
But Rob gets upset. Because there's like a clip of Leah calling Rob mean names because he hurt her feelings and then made it about him, in my opinion. He ditched her for that other girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was really hurt. And he's like, are you even going to ask me how I'm feeling? And she's like, if I'm being honest, I don't care how you're feeling. Like, you just hurt, really hurt my feelings. And then she, like, leaves, and he jumps into the pool and, like, cries, I think. I'm not totally sure. Which, like, men can cry. Like, you can feel your emotions. But so she goes upstairs, and she, like, is going off. Like, you can tell she's very upset. So they didn't show that. They only showed the part of her yelling and calling him mean names. And Aaron immediately jumps up and is, like, yelling at Leah about being a terrible person and standing up for Rob.
Hmm.
I told you, they're the true love.
Yeah, apparently it kind of sounds like that. Oh, good grief, Caitlin. I just have to... So a couple questions. One, do you think... Because I do see, like, again, when my wife watches some of these shows, I see, like, they come out and they talk about, hi, or, you know, like, hi, this is character so-and-so, and they're like, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I'm a legal professor, and I'm, and they list, you know, the men and the women list all these professional jobs, and then they come out and they're, a lot of them are, it just, problems like what you're saying, like what you're describing here, when she's like, he says, I love you, and she's like, okay. Now, my question to you, I guess, in a roundabout way is, like, do you think producers and directors in this contestant selection process are very specifically looking for an image of what they want, right, to sell as a character on their show, but do you suspect that they're looking also for people with high levels of insecurity and high levels of mistrust and lots of emotional baggage?
And everything that I would tell a high schooler that's like a red flag for somebody. So like if you're looking to date somebody and they come up to you and they tell you all of their past relationships are super toxic and they've all failed and they just have no idea why, even though like these people are super crazy, they keep attracting.
Yeah.
It's like, we know that that's a red flag, but to a producer, that's a green flag.
That is a green flag.
Because they know.
And then it's also a green flag as a producer. If I'm looking at a group of guys select that are definitely the guys that they're hitting the bars every, you know, every night of the week in the clubs. And these are the guys that have lots of different women and never had a real long-term serious relationship. And yeah, I mean, just the total, like, I can predictably tell you that this guy's going to make this decision and this decision all through the show. I know that just by interviewing them.
And they all fit, like, into that same stereotype. All the girls and all the guys.
Yeah, because that's what makes it for the drama.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I will say one more thing is there was a show, I can't remember what it's called. Maybe it was Love.
You were talking about Love is Blind.
Love earlier. Is Blind. Well, there was one show that I thought it had love in it, but, and it was an island, but I don't think it was
is
Love
Is it
island.
Too hot to handle?
I don't know, but they were in like a big house, and they when they have to come and they did do a video share thing too, like they'd show, but they'd have to come to like this bleacher where they'd sit with each other and they would show the video from each of them while they were in the house with other people.
I have no idea.
Oh, well, each, because, and the couples came on the show as a couple. Oh, so it was like a boyfriend and girlfriend would come on the show as a couple. And I remember watching that and there was almost.
Like Peacock also has Couple to Thruple. Is that it?
No, no, that definitely wasn't it. I would remember that title. But what I thought was interesting is I think I watched two seasons of this off and on with my wife. And I think the two things I noticed was almost every couple cheated. Almost every couple cheated. But there were only two couples, one in the season one and one in season two, that I was like, I like this couple. And the reason why is in the season one, the one couple said, we have made a choice coming on this show, knowing that this is going to be an experience. We've been together, I think they were together for already a couple of years or something. And they said, we're going to have fun. You do whatever you want. I'm going to do whatever I want. And they both literally made an agreement. And they did. Boy, both of them went with everybody they could get their hands and paws on. And then they, at the end, they chose each other still. Because they were like, we're here for the experience.
It's wild.
But they communicated that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Season two, there was a couple that said, we've been together and we've been through hard things. We're going to explore relationships with other people, but it's going to be only emotional. We are going to do no physical, nothing physical, because that's taking it to a different level. We're going to engage in conversations. We're going to see if we're the right people for each other by meeting new people. And they did. They were so loyal to each other, and I respected that. So it sounds like when you describe this show, these couples, all these situations, nobody's communicating honestly. Nobody's setting healthy boundaries.
A lot of them are saying
the intentions of people are just seriously questionable because there's red flags all over the place. So then my question comes down to, if any of these people have ever seen the show before, what, and no offense to Leah and some of them, but like, what did you expect, right?
I mean,
you came on to this game Leah show, you knowing know. What it is.
Leah's paired with a guy named Miguel right now, and she was staying loyal to him while he was at Casa. And she was like, I don't know why, though, because I know that he's with a girl right now.
Because she's not dumb and she's seen the show before.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I know. And she's like, and just knowing who he is, like knowing Miguel, he was with somebody else.
Yeah.
But what I'm really looking forward to is like Rob and Leah, I think that they're meant to be together. And I'm telling you.
Their names sound like they work together. I can't wait until we're done with this podcast. I'm going to look at a picture of them.
Yes.
And I'm going to be like, oh, yeah.
And I'm going to show you some of the edits on TikTok. Because after that video came out of her, like, yelling at him and calling him a bunch of names, like, she did feel bad. And she went to him and apologized. And she was like, I just don't like the way that I saw myself. She's like, it came from a place of hurt, but that's not okay. Like, really took accountability. Like, she's my favorite character. But had a conversation with him and... like, the edit is her saying, like, do you hate me now? Like, I would get it if you did. And he goes, I could never hate you. And they've, like, edited it. And it's, like, we keep catching these, like, looks that they give each other.
Rob and Leah. Okay.
But I just think so much wrong happened so early on for them that, like, it's hard for them to recouple back together.
Well, it's either going to be impossible to get past that or they're going to just, like, it's just going to be what it is.
So... they just have so much going on, those two. But yeah, they like, and then last night was the, I forget what it's called, but they like, it's the heart rate challenge. So they like dance in lingerie basically, and like whoever raises their heart rate the most.
And oh wow!
Guess who rose Rob's heart rate the most? Leah.
Hmm.
And even Aaron said those two are made for each other, and I'm like, they're meant to be together. But they left us on a cliffhanger because. We've been doing voting all week, and Rob has already said that he doesn't want to be with Daniela. Like, they don't have a connection. He doesn't think that she's actually looking for love. Now that he thinks about it, it is kind of weird how she jumped from Aaron to him very quickly. Like, that's strange, and which we all said. We all, as if I talked to them.
Right.
Like, everybody on social media is like, yeah, that's super weird. But last night, there were two bottom couples, and the bottom couples were Aaron and Kaylor. Rob and Danielle, actually, there were three bottom, and there was one more in the bottom. And so it's like the Islanders have to vote for who they want to save. So they're obviously going to save the one with the strongest connection, which is Aaron and Kaylor. But, like, how are they going to get rid of Rob when, like, Rob and Leah are meant to be together?
Yeah.
It's rough.
Yeah, it sounds brutal.
Even his sister's team, Leah, I watched her TikTok.
Huh. Well, you know, I mean, I think that just really gets down to then, I mean, when we call it a reality show,
the lack of reality is the problem.
That's the thing. It's such a staging of environment, such a staging of human characteristics and, you know,
people base their love lives off stuff like this. They watch this on TV and they think, I wish somebody would make me avocado toast. And it's like...
but you know what? Good for that. Because people should. If I watched that show right now, if I was single and dating, I would watch that show with a dating partner and have a whole lot of conversations post-episode.
This isn't okay with me.
Like, yeah, if I'm not interested in this and if we don't communicate this and we need to have this conversation. So it is a big do's and don'ts if you look at it from an educational perspective.
Jeremy watches it with me while he eats dinner. And I'm on the couch eating dinner. But that's the only time that he watches it. And he's just like, I don't know what's going on with these people. They're all just sleeping with each other and passing people around to each other. He's like, this is so weird. How are they supposed to find love? And I'm like, they don't. That's the point. That's why they're single.
It's really called Lust Island.
It's Lust Island.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm obsessed with it.
Well, hey, you know, that's not surprising either. I think considering our work, I think it's fascinating watching human behavior, the red flags, the green flags in relationships, the honesty and communication. I mean, because again, that show, if you were honestly going on there with the sincere goal of me finding love, and you know, if I went on there with that purpose and you went on there with the purpose of you want to play games, you want to have experience, you want to be on TV and you want to have an experience, and we meet up, then, you know, then just communicate that to me and I'll communicate this to you, and we'll, neither one of us will have to hate each other for the lies that we do or don't, or the jealousy that we do or don't have. Like, you know, so, I mean, I think there's a lot to be gained, and I think it's, from our perspective and what we do, I think it's interesting to watch that human dynamic. So you do you, and you enjoy that show. I will look forward to continued updates on it, though.
Well, weird question, kind of off topic, but on topic. Have you seen on Spotify how you can leave comments now?
No.
Hold on, let me pull it up. So, if you go to the Prevention Nation and you click on the actual episode, you can leave comments.
Oh, my.
So, I think it'd be really fun if our listeners went ahead and commented on Spotify what their favorite reality show is, if they have one.
Yeah, and if you do that,
we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it. We'll do a blind react, and yeah, absolutely, we'll address your question.
I saw this the other day, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, game changing!"
Game changing. Yeah. Oh my goodness,
I think it's so
that's
fun.
Exciting.
Yeah, comment your favorite reality shows, or if you had a favorite reality show like growing up, and maybe you don't watch it now, but
well, we'll put a link to Love Island in there, and you can drop in your favorite reality show, and yeah, we'll have a conversation about it. Well, Caitlin, that was a whirlwind of reality.
You have like emotional whiplash right now.
I do have emotional whiplash right now. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah. Anytime.
Yeah. Well, stay listening to us if you want to hear us talk about you know, relationships, the nuances of reality TV show and relationships, or anything else relationship related. So you take care of each other, and we'll talk at you later.